FM 90.3 WJTL Hillsong Worship featuring Tasha Copps Leonard, Awake My Soul. Happy Tuesday to you, Liam and Fred, hanging with you 7:05.
It's Tuesday, which means tomorrow is Winning Wednesday, and we are celebrating this week by giving away passes to Tiny Town in Lancaster, a family-owned local business with 12 hands-on interactive playhouses. Listen Wednesday for all chances to call in and win.
Our very special guest today, Steve Holsinger, is here from Safe Families for Children. He is their church engagement coordinator. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's so great to hear have you here at WJTL. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes, I'd like to just do a shout out to my wife, Angie. How you doing, Ange?
And you said you've been listening to JTL for as long as you can remember.
Yes. I faithfully saw the light when it comes to WJTL in my mid-teens, and so I'm now 54. So
yeah.
It's been a while.
And we were reminiscing about the Petra concert earlier this year, and you got to see them.
Oh yeah, it was fantastic. Loved it. It was fantastic. I think they definitely were working the whole time to see how many people they could get standing up again.
Oh yeah. Well, love having you here. Today we're talking about Safe Families for Children here in Lancaster. Steve, tell us what you guys do.
Basically, what we are is we are a Safe Families is a family stabilization, child abuse prevention, Christian movement and ministry. Safe Families for Children partners with a local church in its mission by training and equipping Christians to come in and support families in crisis.
So what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? What are some of the things you're doing? What are your services?
Basically, on a day-to-day basis, at least for me as a church engagement coordinator, I'm working in the Christian community. I'm trying to help raise awareness that we're around and that we're actively engaged in this space and that we want to partner with churches and Christians so that they can come and help us support and stabilize families in crisis.
So how do you reach out to the families? What are you doing with the families?
Well, with the families, they actually usually reach out to us.
Okay.
They can refer themselves through the website. We get referrals through churches. We get referrals through hospitals. We get referrals through other social service agencies.
Do you have any stories that would give us some idea of how God is at work through your ministry?
Yes. I have a great story. In a story of redemption, we had a female who had a child and had decided to come out of addiction, in recovery, actively engaged in recovery with Bethany Christian Services. And Bethany Christian Services and Safe Families for Children have an alliance. And so they asked, the mom was actually scheduled to go to prison for a little bit because of past issues. And so what happened is Safe Family came alongside of that family and actually hosted the child while mother was in prison. And while mother also finished, it was a short sentence, and while she also finished her addiction program, came out with flying colors, and the child was reunited with the mom after the event, and the family has remained intact.
That's awesome. If people want to find out more about what you're doing or if they want to get involved, can they visit you online?
Yes. You can visit us on the safe.families.org website or just Google Safe Families for Children, and you'll see us.
Yeah. Do you guys have Facebook or social media? Is there any way to get in touch with you that way?
Most of the time, the best way is through the website.
Yeah.
Just simply because there's places there we can click to say volunteer and it'll come to me. Or even if you know of a family or a family needs help, they can refer themselves there as well.
Very cool. You brought us a goodie bag. We're going to give away a little bit later on. What's in the goodie bag?
In the goodie bag is a large T-shirt, as well as a book by Dave Anderson, who is the founder of Safe Families, and it talks about radical hospitality and just the story of his desire to save families who were in crisis.
Well, coming up, we're going to give you opportunity to win that. Also, we're going to talk more to Steve about Safe Families. In the meantime, visit them online, safe-families.org. Coming up, more music too. Caleb and John, Newsboys, just around the corner.